Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the official middleweight champion of the tenor saxophone and a very brilliant composer, Mr. Hank Mobley, with his hard bop swagger on the 1955 song My Reverie off a CD off of the complete Blue Note sessions. And with that song, we begin a full hour looking into the life and music of a legend in jazz. Hank was born back in 1930 in Eastman, Georgia, and he grew up in Elizabeth, New Jersey. He defined a tone that was known as being laid back, subtle, and melodic, and was also dubbed one of the most underrated musicians of the bop era. He was called the middleweight champion of the tenor sax because his tone wasn't as aggressive and as thick as John Coltrane or Sonny Rollins, but it wasn't as soft and as cool as Stan Getz or Lester Young. His in-between and round sound made him one of the most consistent jazz cats that has ever laid down the music. Hank was a charter member of the Horace Silver Jazz Messengers and was instrumental in the beginnings of the hard bop movement. As a solo artist, he began recording for Blue Note in the latter half of the 50s and hit his peak in the first half of the 60s. And over this next hour of music, we will hear how that sound progressed and celebrate the story of Hank's existence. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the heavyweight champ of jazz music and nightlife, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, flat out ready to give you a good solid looking into the man known as Hank Mobley. Here's another hallmark album of his early go with Blue Note. This is the 1957 song Curtain Call off his album by the same name, baby. Thank you.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. And it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
That was Hank with the song High and Flighty off the 1958 album Peckin' Time. So when Hank was 16, he acquired an illness that kept him in the house for several months. After his uncle came over and gave him a saxophone, the love affair began. At 19, he started to play with local bands. Then only months later, Hank was gigging with cats like Dizzy Gillespie and Max Roach. He was part of one of the earliest hard bop sessions with Art Blakey, Horace Silver, Doug Watkins, and trumpeter Kenny Dorham. These sessions featured Hank with a very bluesier and funkier sound. On this next track, we will leave the 1950s era and go right into 1960. Here's the song Take Your Pick off his LP Roll Call.
We'll be right back. one of the most informative shows that you can have on jazz. Thank you very much.
The best of 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 the best of
That was the 1961 song Out of Joe's Bag off his album Another Workout. During his hefty decade of the 60s, Hank worked mostly as a leader and recorded over 20 albums for Blue Note Records between 1955 and 1970. Along with all of the solo work, he also gigged with many cats. Man, he was busy. Hard boppers like Grant Green, Freddie Hubbard, Sonny Clark, Wynton Kelly, and Philly Joe Jones. Also during this period, he began a prolific partnership with trumpeter Lee Morgan. This period galvanized Hank as one of the greatest hard bop era composers of all time. This next cut comes from 1963. Here's Hank with the tune Carolyn off his No Room for Squares album. Thank you.
Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was a song that epitomized his scorching ways at the time. Straight No Filter off his 1965 album by the same name. In 1961, Hank spent some quality time with Miles Davis. This was during Miles' search for a replacement for John Coltrane. He is heard on the album Someday My Prince Will Come and some live recordings. Staying true to a vibe he created throughout his career, Hank was the melodic component to the improvisational fire of Coltrane's playing. Just another layer that added to that lore and legacy of the great Hank Mobley. Moving right on up the ladder of the 1960s, here's Hank with the 1960s song A Dab of This and That off his album Faraway Lands.
Thank you.
you got to spare a moment, I highly recommend check out Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was Hank with the song Lookin' East off his impressive 1968 album Reach Out. So following his period of prolific creation and contribution to the entire jazz craft, he was forced to retire in 1975 while he was suffering from some serious lung problems. At that point, he settled in Philadelphia and was barely able to even play his horn for fear of rupturing a lung. In the end, he worked two engagements at the Angry Squire in New York City in 85 and one in 86 in a quartet led by Duke Jordan. He would leave us on May 30, 1986 at the age of 56, and he left so much for us to dig. Since his passing, there has been a surge in sales and appreciation of his hard-bop prowess. And without Hank, there's no way we could ever do a critical look at how important the lineage grew over the years. Hank is a legend, and rightfully so. And the one thing he did so well over the years was play live to the crowds and the many fans in the world that witnessed him. Our final song is Digging That Vibe. Here's Hank with the song Lullaby of Birdland. And with that, thanks to you for tuning a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the middleweight champ of broadcasting, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
To the J, to the D.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you out there in radio land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.